from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Another day in the grind here at Flowery Branch. Dukes and Bill and Rayburn McLeod joining us right now. Watching practice, man, obviously, you know, you're going to have a significant role. I've been talking about this on the show and just want to kind of get your thoughts on it with the offense and how they're moving you around and got you playing all these different spots, man.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing, you know, being here, being with these wonderful coaches and an outstanding team, man, just from teammates top to bottom. And we push each other and just, in our room, we just so competitive, and every day we always trying to get up. 1% better, 2% better, not just 1%, 2% better, and always push each other. So it's going to be fun, put up a lot of points.
Ray's got over 3,700 yards in punt returns, man. Was the number one guy doing that job a couple years back. What's your role going to be about that here on this team?
I don't know, man. Whatever coach need me to do, I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I never shy away from being on that field. So
something you may get into? They may have you out there?
Of course. I love doing it. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's whatever coach need, whoever need back there, you know what I'm saying, make play.
What do you think about a new kickoff thing, man? How do you feel about it?
I don't know yet. When I get out there, I think it's going to be more spacious, but I just got to get out there and feel it. I haven't did it yet exactly. But I think for me, man, football is football. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be – punt return's the same. So, but the kickoff thing is just going to be get the ball in your hands still, make the play that you was always making.
It almost looks on TV and watching practice, Ray, that nobody really knows what this is going to be yet.
Yeah, it's more – I think for, like, the returners, it's more decision-making, and the kickers is ball placement. I mean, usually they can just kick it out the end zone, put it in the end zone. But now you can't put it in zone, but it's like a different, I guess the ball's laid closer up or whatever. But it's just about making good decisions back there, you know.
Ray McLeod joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Falcons continue to get ready for the next preseason game against the Ravens this weekend. Ray, talk about the similarities, if you could, to what you came from with the 49ers with Shanahan's offense, and then what Zach Robinson's trying to do here with you guys.
Very similar. I think I would say we're probably the same details, same scheme, schematic, everything. It's just a few things that change for us. You know, I think we're trying to put the ball in a explosive hand. I think there's no ideal player we're trying to go to. Every player, everything's let's beat the defense. Let's run concepts, this and that. You know, over there it was different. We can know where we're going with the ball. Just Kyle's a guru at that, you know, X's and O's. So over here is just, man, go play football, go win, and we're going to beat you. Our quarterback mind, just placing on the field, knowing where to be at, you know what I'm saying? So our detail, I think everything detail-wise is the same.
Every team is unique, but like the 49ers, it seems like we got a lot of cool guys in different positions. We got Bijan, got Pitts, got guys like you and Drake. Just seems like there's a lot of options for Kirk Cousins and Penix.
Definitely, definitely. And having a quarterback like that is a blessing.
Can we talk about your college career a little bit, man? Because Clemson opens up against Georgia, Mercedes-Benz Stadium on August 31st. Obviously, you had a great time. You guys were rolling when you were there. What's happened over the last few years? Everybody's been saying, like, what's going on with Dabo? What's happening? What's your opinion on that?
I don't know about that one. I have my little brother there right now, so...
How's he doing?
He's doing well.
Okay.
He'll be playing at the Dome. Played a lot last year, so he'll be a good, big year for him, but... I can't tell you, man. My class is just different.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, what changed? Is it the recruiting?
What changed when we got there? My class was the first time we started going.
Mm-hmm.
2014, 2015 was the 2 years. I came in 15, though.
Yeah.
2014, that's when D.Y. got there, and it kind of, okay, we can see what it's going to be about. But who put the icing on the cake? 2015 class. You
know, so, right on. That's what
changed.
Ray Ray's guys that beat Nick Saban in Alabama 2016, the first national championship for Dabo. Out of Sickles in Tampa, Florida State didn't come after you?
Florida State. That's why I'm a no baby growing up. But
they wouldn't give you the love.
Nah, I was number one athlete coming up. Mm-hmm. It was between actually Florida and Clemson. Coach Sunny was consistent.
Coach Rogers said you're lying. That's what he just said.
He ain't come get me out of Clemson.
I ain't come work you out?
Yeah, he worked me out at Clemson.
He did?
He worked you out?
Yeah, me and Dion at Clemson.
Oh, wow.
Had us doing gases before we run routes. For what? You never doing this in a game.
He was trying to check your heart,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he made us do like 8 gases, and then we ran routes. But nah, yeah, but everything with Clemson, I think they're gonna be good. Have a good year. Coach Sunny, get it back on track.
Yeah, man. It's Ray McLeod joining us here on Dukes and Bell. So as far as just the getting acclimated, man, here, how's it been? You know,
has it been? I'm from the South. I'm from Florida, but this ain't too far.
Right.
And being at Clemson, I was here every weekend, to be honest. So
you was in the A?
Every weekend. I have family here, and I just was here chilling. So a lot more to do. Being in college, you know. So for me, it was easy transition.
Right on. Well, hey, man, best of luck. We can't wait to see you out there, man. However they're going to use you, man.
Yes, sir.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.